All right, back on the Young Turks post game. Nobody wants to talk about it, but let's finally address the elephant in the room. I got a haircut. No, I'm kidding. All right.
It looks good. It looks good.
All right. God bless. So, Cuba Gooding Jr., go.
I love that you mentioned that you got a haircut. You're like kind of like a woman who's like, no one noticed that I dyed my hair. It looks good, though. It does. Have you finally graduated from, you know, the Supercuts school of haircuts?
Nope.
You still go to Supercuts?
Yep.
Christian and I had such a fun conversation about your style, including your haircuts and blazers.
My style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He couldn't believe it. Like, when I told him that you go to Supercuts, he literally couldn't believe it.
I really like this one from Supercuts. I wrote her name down. I'm like, oh, you're good. Hold on, let's write this name down. I might even call later and make a reservation, because normally I show up in a panic. I'm like, okay, I gotta go. I don't have a lot of time left. Hey, can you squeeze me in?
Yeah.
Who do I want? What do I give a shit? I'm in Supercuts. I'll take anybody.
That's amazing. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So Cuba.
What else? What other parts of my style did you guys secretly criticize?
Mostly your jackets.
Oh right, we went over this off air because I'm.
I told him that your jackets, I don't know if it comes off on air, but in person, your jackets are shiny.
Yeah, you know why? Because this is a little true. And then I once heard a criticism of shiny jackets, guys in cheap suits that shine or something.
Yeah.
And I never heard that before. And I was like, oh no, I think my jackets shine. And it's because you get worn down.
Yeah.
And then that's why they shine.
Yeah.
And that's a sign that you don't have a lot of money because you didn't buy new fancy jackets, right? And that's totally true because I've had these jackets for 5 to 10 years. Okay.
Insane. Insane.
Because you told me that off air, this weekend I went and bought 2 new jackets.
Okay, but do they fit? Like,
okay, now we're on to a totally different thing, but that's fine. Yeah. So I'm so glad you brought it up. It's like an old school topic. But so every time I go shopping, both the people at the place and the woman I'm with, either my wife or my mom or whoever it might be, or in the old days, my girlfriends, they're like, okay, get the jacket. Oh, that jacket looks really good. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that one's way too loose. Okay.
Yeah.
And I finally figured out the mystery about a year ago or so why they were getting me the wrong jackets and why they were insisting on it and why my gut was telling me, no, this isn't right. Uh-huh. Okay. Because it was literally my gut. And when you're buying a jacket, you're standing. Mm-hmm. And if you get one that looks really good and slimming and yada yada when you're standing, when you sit and you're overweight, it goes like this, okay? And then I'm super uncomfortable. I'm like, oh my God, everybody's seeing my gut nonstop. You're looking at my gut. But when you stand back up, it's like, oh, look at that. That looks really good. Now, I realize, and I executed it this time, no, sorry, I have to buy jackets that are overly loose. Uh-huh. And yes, you look like a kid in your dad's jacket when you're wearing it, and everybody goes, oh, yeah, yeah, with this guy, right? But when you sit down, it actually covers you up okay.
Yeah, okay.
And I sit 98% of the time. And everyone who's at the store is like, no, you gotta look good standing. And they just, the guy, even at this time, he was like, no, nobody has their jacket out when they're sitting. You just take that jacket off. I'm like, not me.
Yeah, so what I think you should do, it's fine if you want it to be a little looser or like around your torso. Uh-huh. But when you get a bigger jacket, it tends to have longer sleeves and bigger arms, right?
No, you got to, I'm past that.
You tailor that.
Yeah, you have to, because otherwise I'm going to be like a total like kid in a dad jacket and stuff.
Fair enough. That's all I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, no more t-shirts. I know you want to rep TY. Okay, look, here's the rule. Okay, because you're giving me some rules today that I don't like, so I'm going to give you some rules today.
Oh, that was also off air.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So rule for you is if you want to wear a cool TY t-shirt, which of course you can get at Topshop TYT, and like I get it, you want to like show it off. You're only allowed to do that on Friday power panels. No more Monday through Thursday. I'm going to wear a t-shirt and look like a
schlep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meh. Agree to disagree. So let's go over again who sets the rules around here. No, I'm kidding. You actually swung me on it. You did.
Yeah.
But my amendment to that is I'm also allowed to wear t-shirts on Wednesday.
Why Wednesday?
Because I co-host on Wednesday.
That means nothing. That doesn't mean anything.
It means everything. Okay, but you got me wearing dress shirts again Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Oh, thank God. Are you not merciful? All right. Okay.
And they say, right. Let it not be said that I don't have an open mind. Yes. You know, for disagreeing with me on style, I could have permanently banned you.
That's true.
But I've decided that you're actually trying to help me.
Yeah, I am, of course.
I'm kidding. Of course.
Yeah. What joy do I get off of giving you this, like, bummer advice, you know?
No, of course. Yeah. You don't have to clarify. Okay. Yeah. All right. So,
should I share the Cuba Gooding?
Cuba, go.
Okay. So, I met Cuba Gooding Jr. probably like a few months into my job at TYT. I went to an ACLU event with Cenk, and funny thing about that, keep in mind I'm like 20 years old. He says ACLU event, like it's gonna be in a big like ballroom, and I'm thinking like, oh, I gotta get really dressed up. So I show up wearing like almost a gown, right? I don't know if you remember that, but I was super awkward. No one else is wearing a gown.
I don't remember any of this. I do remember that United wouldn't let her on the flight. That's the only thing I remember.
Anyway, And so, it was exciting because there were a lot of, I think, what's her name was there? That really beautiful actress.
Oh, that one.
No, hold on. Well, how am I forgetting her name? Halle Berry. Halle Berry was there.
Okay.
I kept wanting to say Whitney Houston, but I knew
that was. Okay, I thought you were going for that really athletic player.
No.
Okay.
So Halle Berry anyway. Was there, and it was like really exciting, and I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And then, you know, in the lobby area, I met Cuba Gooding Jr. And so I got like kind of weirded out by him, and I never really shared this story publicly because it's all about my perception, right? And so I don't want anyone to like just take this with a huge grain of salt or a little grain of salt, like the smallest grain of salt ever.
No, medium. Yeah. Medium grain of salt. Okay.
So he shook my hand, but shook my hand in a way where he kind of drew me closer and he was kind of invading my personal space. And I don't remember verbatim what he said to me, but he kind of gave me this vibe of, if it's on, it's on, right? And like I got kind of creeped out by it and like moved on, right? But it just seemed very like, you know, like implying that he wants to get it in.
Okay, all right, then we went there.
So, but again, that was my perception of it. He might just be an incredibly warm guy, and that's his way of connecting with people. And so I don't want anyone to like make any, you know,
jump to any conclusions.
Exactly.
I got you. And look, if you're a celebrity, the reason they probably do that is it works, right?
Of course, yeah.
Like they probably, that's their MO, like to signal like, hey, if you're down, I'm down, right? Mm-hmm. And probably for Cuba, I'm going to go with 3 out of 10 times that works.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm not like full court press in a situation where he thinks it's more likely might work 7 out of 10 times, mm-hmm. right? Okay, you're also on camera. They saw you killing that fly.
Okay, well, I had to do it.
No, you did, but we're going to report you to Sam Shocker. Okay. Anyway, so. I don't know, like we've seen so much worse from celebrities that it almost seems like old schooly. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he just lets you know it's on if it's on instead of grabbing you. Wow, that's pretty nice of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but then of course today he did that skirt raising thing. And that's why we connected the dots on like, maybe a little sketchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So now I'm going to try to make this as broad as possible, partly because I don't remember which of the particular brothers. Mm-hmm. So it's a famous set of brothers in Hollywood, mm-hmm. not named Baldwin, okay? Mm-hmm. And one of them, one of the younger ones, grabbed my girlfriend's ass at a bar in Miami.
Jeez.
And they were talking. They're talking her up. They're talking a lot of people up. That's no problem. That's fun stuff. Yeah. I don't even remember actually if they were talking to her or not. But either way, then as she was walking by, he just full out grabbed her ass. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. This kind of stuff happens all the time, right? Mm. All the time. And even, you know, at a YouTube creator event, something like that happened to me as well, right? Mm-hmm. And I never talked about it publicly, I never will, but it's common. Like, it's this weird sense of entitlement people who have public figure status think they have. Like, they think that they're entitled to treating people in such a disrespectful way, and especially women that they might find attractive, you know? And it's because, I don't know, maybe it's because they think, oh, I'm this big famous person and I make a lot of money, so I get to do whatever I want. Of course she's gonna want me. Doesn't matter if I'm a disgusting fool, right? Like, she's gonna want me, but that's not the case. Like, don't disrespect people like that. Don't grab people, don't grope people.
Yeah, I think that in the old days that used to happen all the time. Mm-hmm. I think it still happens a surprisingly frequent amount of times. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that in the upcoming days, some folks will press sexual assault charges and mm-hmm. some old school dudes will flip out.
Yeah, of right? course. New school dudes will flip out too.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
And then I think people might begin to reconsider. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, maybe it's not cool to grab somebody's private parts if you didn't ask them.
This is just me. I get really uncomfortable with unnecessary touching in general, right? So you never know what someone's like. You never know what someone's preference is. Like, I have friends who, you know, they'll go out, if they'll have a few drinks, and they'll get really physically affectionate with other women, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because I never had sisters or whatever, but I don't want even my best friend. I love my best friend, okay? And what I love most about her is that she's similar to me in this regard. She's never like touching me, right? Some girls love to touch each other when they get drunk. Like, don't fucking touch me. You know, it's weird.
Really? I mean, I'm not so opposed to that.
No, it's super weird. I'm not into it. So if I'm like that with other women that are my friends, imagine how I feel if it's like some random dude who's like getting all gropey because he's had a few drinks. Unacceptable.
Yeah. No, it's obviously unacceptable. Yeah. I think that in the old days, they really thought it was no big deal.
Of course,
really, I mean, like, I say they, but that was men / society run by men. I'm pretty sure women minded all along.
Of course. Right? So let me ask you a question, though. Has your perception of all of this changed?
Yes.
It has, right?
Yes.
Because you were kind of like, I don't know, different like 10 years back. You were.
Yeah, let alone 20 years back.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm positive that I would have thought grabbing ass was not that big a deal.
Wow.
Okay. And so I'm just keeping it real. I'm telling you guys, and I'm telling you that I hope I change for the better, mm-hmm. right?
You did. You did. You definitely did.
Okay. Yeah. And hopefully that's how we all grow together, but some people don't like growing.
Yeah.
And they're like, what we did in the past is always correct by definition. You know, you say sexual assault, I say good time.
Yeah.
Right? No. We've decided it's not a good time, right? For a very good reason. Okay. Yes. And by the way, Zara was super pissed about it, and I'm surprised she didn't clock him. I wasn't at the club at that on that particular night. But if I was, that would have been a fun fight. I would have gotten into. I know
you
me
would
back
fight
then.
Him?
Oh, I would have walked right into that. And I don't care how many of those brothers were there.
Yeah.
I don't care how many, posse they would have had. Mm-hmm. I'd have been right in the middle of it. Okay. I wouldn't do that today either. Like, that's not the right way to handle it. Mm-hmm. But that would have been me versus, I think three of them were there that night.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways. Okay. Good enough. I had one thing I forgot. But anyways, mm-hmm. All right, much love, guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow, and hopefully with topics that don't involve sexual harassment or assault. Okay, see you.